Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
And this morning, it is my pleasure to link up with our studio up further up north and speak to our colleague, Manani Boetis. Goeiemôre, mevrou Limpopo, is dit?
Ja, dit is mevrou Limpopo provinsie 2024.
Goeiemôre.
Hallo.
Lekker om weer jou stem te hoor. I love the story that you brought to us, Manani. It's a story. Dit is 'n storie van daai areas af en ek weet jy is so trots op daai provinsie. And I just love this story because it's a story of, once again, people just taking their own initiative, making a difference, and doing it themselves. Is ek reg? Vertel vir ons die story.
So, basically, I got a call last week from a lady, Marissa, and told me that there's this tutor center out in Lutrichard who need help. So, basically, they've started this tutor for the reasons being that it's an early childhood development center, and they needed help because there's such a small group, but they're hoping to expand and just to get more kids because there's a lot of those kids who have autism. And I've also realized that on the 2nd of April, it is Autism Month. And day in the internationally. So when I got to speak to Marissa, to Liesl, and officially to Lilla, who is the founder of the Greenleaf Center out in Lutrichard, I said, you know what, this is something close to my heart because it's children. I have a child of my own, and I can imagine what parents have to go through if they can't find help and when they need help. And in situations like this, children need to have the basic education, and it starts at an early age.
And for when it comes to kids with special needs, the assistance and the help and the tutoring is actually highly specific and skilled. You need something more specific for them. And if that is not there, what do you do? As jy in 'n area bly waar daar nie sulke tipe van if there's not that kind of assistance, then what do you do? I suppose you move away to a bigger center.
Yeah.
Or a bigger city or a bigger town where there is, or
your child suffers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or do you decide to do something about it? Am I right, Manani? What was done?
So Lilla started this foundation a couple of years ago. And then where they started with only 3 children, she's going to tell this story, but now they have around about 9 children. But she is here in studio with us. I think she's going to give a more higher story as to why she started the center and what is a mission and a vision and what is the purpose behind it. Lilla is here with us in studio. Good morning, Lilla.
Lilla, good morning. Thank you for being here on the show. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very, very well. Thank you, Martin. And thanks so much to everybody for having me.
So tell me more about Greenleaf's Academic Wellness Tutor Center. This was born out of a great need.
Martin, I've been in mainstream education for many, many years as an educationalist. I was head of a department and acting principal in a well-known ECD center in our town. And obviously, year after year, you see children that are in the class, but that are not actually performing to their full potential because they actually have special needs that often mainstream can't cater for from a logistical perspective. So a lot of parents approached me, and you know, when the time comes, it comes. And last year, in around about March, I decided it was time to take a chance, give up my fixed income and pension and medical aid, and take the leap of faith. And I converted areas in the home that I am renting to make it accessible for children. And it started, we started on 3, moved up to 5, 6, 7, and now we're taking in our 10th child at the beginning of next term. What I didn't realize was how little there was for these children. I was doing it because
that's it.
I needed to do it. It was my calling. Now I need to be their voice.
Sure, man. And every time we see something like this happen, I can just say you're an inspiration.
Yeah.
I hope you inspire more people around the country to do these kinds of things. And it's a big leap for you. You've got a comfortable job, a steady income, everything is sorted. You leave all of that to form the center because there's a need. What would happen with these children? What happens with these children when there are no special needs centers around?
Martin, a lot of parents, if they can afford to, would move away. But yeah, that's often not the case. So they try and find a day caregiver, someone that is patient, that is loving, that yeah, is going, that you can trust with your child. Because you must remember, a lot of these children are nonverbal. They can't tell their mummies and daddies yeah, how their day has been. So I've put together an incredible team of, well, there's four of us now. And just, we learn something every day. Not to say I'm a specialist in this field. My skill set comes from years and years of experience and learning how to work with each child on their individual basis.
Well, listen, you've just mentioned that the parents that can afford it, they move to bigger centers where right, there is help. The ones that can't afford it, who suffers? The children.
Yeah.
That's
they,
right.
They really, really do. We've seen it so many times over the years with Good Morning Angels, people coming to us. So well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done for being a voice for the voiceless. Well done for forming the center. And I'm mm-hmm, sure it is, oh, it's daunting and
it's
scary.
Amazing.
I know. But you're doing a great job on behalf of those voiceless children. We have a voice here and we can say thank you. Thank you very much for what you've done, Lila Shaw, for forming this Green Leaves Academic Wellness Tutor Center there, inspired by, is it Liesl, the Pennells?
Yes, the Pennells are, well, their little daughter Marley has been my absolute greatest inspiration. She has shown me what true love is, and she has taught me patience and gratitude, and the way she grows from strength to strength every day yeah, inspires me.
Well, you inspire us. Keep looking after those children. En Nani Botus, dankie dat jy storie onder ons aandag gebring het. Ek weet jou liefde vir daai provinsie. Dit skyn weer eens deur.
Baie dankie, ek waardeer dit. So, net met liefde.
Keep doing it, Manani. Keep connecting, keep speaking, keep being the voice there for Limpopo and beyond. On behalf of the Good Morning Angels Fund, to get the ball rolling, if there are other people in the region who also care about this initiative as much as we do and as much as Manani does, then maybe you can match or better and support them. I'm going to get the ball rolling with 50,000 Rand for your center.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I know you want a trampoline and equipment and many other things to look after these special kids. And I really hope that makes a small difference. And maybe it becomes a big, much bigger, bigger contribution.
Martin, thank you.
You are most welcome. Our listeners love what you do. And they love supporting us at Good Morning Angels. It's all courtesy of them. Lift them, Manani. Lift it to you, Lila. All the kids.
Thank you. Martin, also, Mall of the North are going to donate 2,500 Rand to us this initiative as well.
Thank Amazing. You, Mall of the North. Oh. I always say it when other people in the direct community or yeah, in the area get involved. That's how we move things forward.
Yeah.
That is how we support each other. And quite frankly, Mall of the North, you've made an investment in your own people, yeah, children in your yeah, province.
Yeah.
And I love that. Dankie julle hoor. Goeie vir kinders. Liefde vir almal.
Bye, dankie Martin. Thank you. Good morning, Angels.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.